Welcome to the Music Journeys podcast. I'm Mike Foley. Thrilled to have 20-year-old Deshawn Goncalves as our featured guest. He's been moving us all with his performances on American Idol. Here on Music Journeys, Goncalves will share what the experience has been like so far. We'll revisit a couple of his stunning performances and reflect on one of the reasons he makes it look so easy up there on stage. It's a wonderful program through Columbus City Schools and Fort Hays called the Paragon Project. Goncalves will reflect on his work with Paragon and how it's helping him now in the Idol competition. He'll also offer some good advice for all the young artists out there that love to sing but have fears about performing. He's an example of what can happen when you face those challenges head on. Goncalves inspired me as well with his first song back in 2019, Time is a Teacher, as part of the Paragon Project. You can find Music Journeys on a variety of platforms, including Apple, Spotify, TuneIn, and the NPR One app. But the place to really dig in is in the podcast experience at WCBE.org. We'll put a link to that beautiful song, links to his American Idol sessions, and you'll also find the podcast about the Paragon Project there as well. We hope to check in with him again, and we hope his journey on Idol continues. But here's our extended feature on Deshawn Goncalves. Thanks for listening.
I think people try and make it more than what it is. You know, we're here to sing and to show the world who we are. So that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to just bare my soul through song.
Ohio native Deshawn Goncalves finds himself in American Idol's top 12 following a string of performances that moved judges and fans. That's part of his most recent performance after making Idol's top 10 fan vote. He may make it look easy now, but Goncalves had to overcome a fear of performing and encourages other aspiring artists to do the same.
Well, I think that's something that a lot of people struggle with, just generally looking at an obstacle. I guess being shy, like the whole stage fright thing. And it took a very long time for me to gain the confidence in myself and to really believe that I could do it, you know, so to actually be doing it is just kind of surreal. I would tell them to trust themselves and to just simply do it. Because if you just sit around contemplating and thinking about it too much, then you'll never get anywhere. So you just have to throw yourself out there in a certain sense and just try your best. So I just keep that mentality in my head going forward, just with life, you know, like, when you see something that you want, just go out and grab it and just run with it.
Goncalves relishes the feedback from the American Idol judges, including Lionel Richie. In fact, his audition moved the legendary singer to tears.
Except that rain comes from the clouds. The sunlight from the sky, yeah, and hummingbirds do fly.
Thank you.
Man, that was powerful. I needed you today. Just consider yourself hugged, okay? I don't know where you came from, but I know that God saw fit to put you in front of us. I'm very proud of you.
A couple weeks later, he provided this spin on a Judy Garland classic.
Me. Love it.
Brought tears to my eyes. And I have some news for you today. The judges and I have decided
It's a yes for you today. You're gonna go forward, my friend. And you call your family on the phone and you tell them, Dad, I made it.
Being out here and doing what I've always dreamed that I would be doing with myself in my life, it just feels amazing. Above all things, I'm just really grateful that I'm actually here, that I'm actually doing it. Well, we rehearse pretty much every day for about 2 hours. Maybe it really depends on what all we have to do. We usually rehearse a lot of music weeks in advance for upcoming rounds, but I guess about 2 hours a day. Then if I need to work on something further, I'll just do it at my hotel and just drill it a little bit. No superstitions. I just like to talk to my family before I go on stage. I also like to take some time to myself to really think. And I have a conversation with God, and then I ask him to carry me through, to take away the nerves and all of those type of things, and just let me deliver what I know I can. How do I get through this? I have an understanding. Okay. I have like these conversations with myself, and I just tell myself that it's going to be what it's going to be, and what is meant for me will be. I repeat that to myself even more, like in those moments, just to calm down, stay calm, and just be ready for whatever comes, you know?
Born in Youngstown and residing in Cleveland early on, Goncalves moved to Columbus for his middle school and high school years. The 2019 East High School graduate also took part in the Fort Hays-based Paragon Project, where students write and record their own songs. We first met Goncalves through the project's founder and director, Fort Hays Assistant Principal Dr. Tony Anderson, after Paragon's third full-length release.
And their ultimate goal is for their music to be respected and listened to with the same ears as you listen to something else, the only difference being the content. So, yes, it is made at a school. Yes, it is a group of teens. But at one point, Ray Charles was a teen musician. Stevie Wonder was a teen musician. Michael Jackson was a teen musician. You know what I mean? So there are people out there with those kind of talents. We're just fortunate to have a lot of them at Fort Hays. Now, I'm not saying that they're the next Michael Jackson, but you never know.
Time is a teacher of all things, and in time, you realize it's all about lessons. Forget about stressing. Yeah, you wake up at in the morning, you dress up for wherever you're going. You think of all the better things.
My name is Deshaun Goncalves. I'm a senior here at Fort Hays. My song, Time is a Teacher, I wrote to address the feeling that I believe that everyone has had at a point in their life of feeling no hope and feeling down. So I wrote the song to let people know that through time, things will eventually be all right. So basically, keep going, and then you'll start to see the brighter side of every situation.
Reflecting on the Paragon Project this week from California following a rehearsal, Goncalves expressed gratitude as he draws from that experience to help him now in the Idol competition.
The Paragon gave me a platform to do what I do. I had the opportunity to work with other students who were involved with the arts, and it just really just made me better because I think that I needed that grounding, like in the beginning, like when I was still in school, so that when I got to these bigger stages, I would know how to navigate them better. You know, like when I recorded Time as a Teacher, that was my first time actually recording a record. So like I have that experience now, like going forward. And when I meet with producers and stuff like that, I know what to do because I have that experience. You know, Dr. Tony Anderson has been such a huge part in me developing as an artist, because he sees things in children and he knows just what to do to bring certain things out of them that will make them great. And he really pushed me to be better with my craft. Before, I would kind of just push certain things off and just not believe that I could do certain things. But he was like, dude, I see it. You got it. And I'm going to need you to use it. So he's really been a blessing in my life.
As he prepares for the next round, Goncalves will keep it simple. Just be himself and sing. Goncalves and the other contestants will perform Oscar-nominated songs in hopes of securing a spot into American Idol's Top 9 Sunday night. He couldn't tell us what song he's working on. We'll just have to tune in Sunday evening. My thanks to Deshaun Goncalves for enriching my life with Time as a Teacher, and we wish him the best in his Idol experience. I'm Mike Foley. Talk to you again on the next Music Journey.